Hello sports fans, all one word here. It's 7:45 now on Friday the 20th of November. It's the weather's changed and it is changing. We've had some unusually warm weather up until today. But I think that's come to an end. I was looking back in. Right, sit. Good girl. Wait. Get rid of that nasty bag. Wait. To me, wait. Straight across. Wait. Good girl. Wait. Good girl. And straight across. Good girl. So, I was looking back at all the different records of the past few years. And it was very, very cold this time last year. Very cold. Minus temperatures we had, and I looked at one. I think it might have been a Instagram picture. I'd been running at 4:20 in the afternoon, and made a comment that it was freezing. And I remember that. I actually remember that day because it was so cold. My legs were stinging with the cold when I was out running that day. Remember getting dark quite early as well. Ping, what's this? No Reg again, hope he's okay. Hang on. Reg came to our house. Just sending a message back. Reg is the farmer that comes round on a Friday selling potatoes, eggs and cheese. And his eggs are the best I've ever tasted. And they're huge for hen's eggs. So, leg update. My leg's getting better, quicker than the past couple of weeks, but quicker, especially in the past 3 days. Swelling's going down, wound on the front is closing up, so I'm chuffed about that. It's still swollen. I'm wearing wellies at the minute, and it's the welly is squeezing my right calf and shin quite tightly. Well, not quite tightly, but not as tight as, say, last weekend. I felt good today, I felt much better. I say that, though. The antibiotics that I'm on give me, reflux, indigestion. Oh, I've never had indigestion in my life. Oh, God, it's awful. I hate it. But I think if all goes well this time next week, I won't be on antibiotics. The microbiologist at the hospital advised my GP that I should be on them for a total of 4 weeks. But the more I take them, the more I get heartburn. So hopefully be off them. Got some sleeping tablets from the doctor today. Well, actually, not sleeping tablets, but temazepam, which aren't sleeping tablets, but they're a relaxant. I did like the Zopiclone, though. There was a downside to the Zopiclone, and that was in the morning I'd wake up so dopey. And a horrible metallic taste in my mouth. So hopefully the temazepam will sort me out. Oh, beautiful sky. I got a notification to send light rain has started. There's barely a flipping wisp of cloud. Beautiful bright moon, it's so bright. I'm wearing a hoodie, a garment which I haven't actually really worn that much. Well, hoodies in general. To be honest, I don't really like the look of them. They're just... Right, wait. Oh, he's going a bit quick. I'm not a huge fan of the hoodie, but I got it for free, so I'll wear it. Right, should we go this way? Should we go over here? You've dropped that ball, haven't you? Where's the ball? Where's your ball? Well, it's not at your feet, your clown shoe, is it? Go. It was a tennis ball that she found. Never mind, no real loss. So it is cold, but it, you know something? It's quite refreshing. It was nice being out today, earlier on. In fact, I tell you what, I've had my hair cut today, but it's that cold. It's affecting my lack of insulation around my scalp. So I've got the hood of the hoodie up. So I must look like a right thug, because people wearing hoodies with the hoods up have that stereotypical stigma about them, don't they? That they're troublemakers. Look at those beautiful stars tonight. Unfortunately, a bit much light pollution with the street lamps. It's nice to see. We were, Sarah and I were just talking before how we should park Dolly right outside our house and connect the oil radiator up, so that we've got a good temperature in there, which keeps the moisture out. So I think I'll have to jump on that this weekend, actually. Oh, look at that beautiful sky. So I haven't been out the house much, as I've mentioned previously. Oh, it's nice to be out. It's incredible how much your fitness drops when you Oh, there's the gritter. Oh, it's that cold. The gritters are gritting. Text that information to my wife, who will find it useful. So tomorrow, we've got a trip to Winchester Christmas markets planned, which are situated around the cathedral there. We've been for the past couple of years, and my only issue with it is that there are, it's been the same those years, 2 or even 3 years actually, 3 years, past 3 years, the amount of people that go is just for not, in fact, last year definitely there were far too many people allowed access. far too many people allowed access there. So when we were actually leaving the Christmas markets, which were at the, you kind of led around to the kind of back of the church, but by the time we left, what was actually happening was they were only letting a certain amount of people go in at a time, you know, 20 out, 20 in kind of thing. And I didn't enjoy myself last year. I remember going last year specifically because the year before, we discovered one of the stalls has got some really nice food. And so I went last year to experience that again. And oh my goodness, the queues were massive. You couldn't stand or sit anywhere to eat it. There were thousands of people, too many. It was just ridiculous. You couldn't, if you imagine clutching, you know, a load of drinking straws, you know, in two hands, you know, making a kind of cylinder out of them and then squeezing in and out. That's what it was like. There was just far too many people. I think I put a video up on YouTube a couple of years ago. I think I was just trying the GoPro out on that occasion. Maybe 3 years ago now, actually. Maybe 3 years ago. But what I remember from that is there were a lot of people there, and there were more people there. Last year was just insane. I didn't enjoy it. You couldn't enjoy it. But Sarah said she wanted to go to Birmingham Christmas market, which she's earmarked for the 29th of November. We're going up to stay with my mother-in-law in Ripon for Christmas this year. Well, as per last year, which I'm looking forward to. We bought roof bars for our car. We bought the official Ford Galaxy ones. We built the Ford ones specifically for the Galaxy. And when you are not carrying everything, you could take them off if you wish, or you could just slide them both back, and it looks like the car's got a spoiler. So they look quite smart when they're not in proper use. But they were the same price as it would have cost to buy roof bars and feet from like Halfords or somewhere like that. So notwithstanding, of course, we did actually get £30 cheaper than Ford sell them for themselves. So I was chuffed over that. And they're nice, and they're easy used. They're easily put into position. Albeit it's a two-man effort because they've got to slide them both at the same rate at the same time. Helicopters? Oh, there they are. They might fly right over my head. So, feeling better. Oh, I feel like a human being. I thought I'd lost the dog lead. I feel like a human being today, definitely. So hopefully I'll have a good night's sleep tonight. And see what brings us tomorrow. I'm thinking about doing some binaural recordings, actually. Oh, helicopters are all the way over there. Thinking about doing binaural recordings tomorrow. Ooh, somebody's got the wood fire going. Seen a few houses with the Christmas trees up already, which is mad. And I suppose in Australia, you're just coming into summer now, are you? Ish. But I bet it's warm. Yeah, summer, coming into the summer for you guys. Oh, do you know something? I hate that term, guys, when people refer to us in a restaurant or a shop. Okay, guys. It's like waiters or... yeah, specifically waiters or people who are providing a professional service. Not, I wouldn't necessarily say, shh. Yeah, well, whoever. Calling your mate. I just don't... you know, from one tradesman to another, from one working class person to another. Fair enough. But, you know, for like a waiter calling your mate. Oh, my God. What am I talking about? Shut up, Richard. Shut up, Richard. What film's that off? Is it Tommy Boy? It is, isn't it? Is it Tommy Boy? I think it is. Oh, speaking of Tommy Boy, they're, Chris Farley, the actor, oh my goodness, one of my favourite actors of all time. They're making an official documentary about him, which would be interesting to see. In fact, is it not finished? It might be finished. It's a shame we don't get SNL, Saturday Night Live, in the UK. Do any of my listeners watch it? I bought the Best of Chris Farley DVD. I think it's an SNL The Best Of. Because I've got the Best of... oh, God, what do you call it? What's your man, the elf? I can't think of his name. Bing... oh, goodness, I forget his name. Anyway, I've got the Best of him as well. What's his name who plays Elf? The film, Elf. Big, tall fella. And he's Ron Burgundy. Come on, Richard. You know, my memory is shot now. That's it. I used to be really good at that. Now I am rubbish. Those clouds are moving fast up there. My goodness, they are moving very fast. Right, okay. I think I've rambled on enough. So Grandma's here for the weekend, the children's grandma, Sarah's mother. I recorded some audio before. If I've published it, I've published it. But it was just... the kids making German Christmas biscuits. Which I suppose... well, I was going to say JN2N would find amusing, but at the end of the day, they could be making anything. And my grandma isn't speaking... My grandma? The kid's grandma isn't speaking German, so... why would she find it interesting? But we're going to make lots of Christmas biscuits. Tomorrow... they're making, or maybe even Sunday, Spritzgebäck und, what else, I don't, Kipfel, what are the Kipfel ones, making those ones anyway, and the butternut kisses, which I don't necessarily think is a German thing. Peanut butter kisses, they're called, and it's peanut butter flavoured kind of base with a Hershey's kiss on the top, and a Hershey's kiss is like a tiered, kind of a teardrop shaped chocolate, which actually they just started selling in the UK a couple of years ago because it's an American confection, is it not? Yeah, so, Spritzgebäck. But the peanut butter kisses are my favourite. Oh, and also the hazelnut macaroons. Oh, my God. Oh, she makes so many. They're so good. And I'm going to have a, I think I'll have another go this coming week at making another, not have another go, but make another pecan pie. I made a pecan pie a few days ago. Oh my God, it was, I love pecan pie. It was so nice, but oh my God, it is like, there is probably nothing worse you can eat because it's like 90% sugar and syrup. So yeah, but it's so good. I do like my own pecan pies. I like the way that I do them. Okay, shut up, Richard. What? 20 minutes, man. Right, say goodbye, Molly. Molly, what's this? Molly, yeah. Molly, what are you looking over there for? Idiot. Right. No, you're not an idiot. Oh God, she's just taking a huff. What are you looking over there for? Right, that way. Go. Right, see ya.